Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're here. I'm glad Chuck Martin's here, too. Chuck's a best-selling author and internationally known business strategist. He's the chairman and CEO of NFI Research, and he helps individuals and organizations all over the world put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Tough Management, as well as Coffee at Luna's, a couple of books, and he's got some more books in the hopper, and he's our good friend Chuck. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Chuck, you've been doing some, you've been a busy little beaver, haven't you? You've been doing some research.
Yes, for 8 years, we surveyed 2,000 executives and managers nationwide, and we've done this every 14 days for just about 8 years now. So we have a couple surveys because we do them every other week, and then we share the results with everybody for free. And the people who participate, they don't have to pay anything either. It's
right.
Just people who volunteer. It's kind of like what you do with your audience. We try to help people in business, and then what I do is I ultimately use the research in my books.
Right. Exactly. Well, and one of the studies that you've done recently was about how to recruit new employees. What did you find?
Yes. Well, we asked what was more difficult for your organization. Is it recruiting people or retaining people that you have and you value? And it's overwhelmingly more difficult to recruit employees. 81% say recruiting is more difficult than retaining.
Mm-hmm.
So then we said, well, what is it that makes what helps you to recruit? What incentives? And it turns out that the incentives that are required by companies overall are sort of softer things. It's not just money. For example, the number one thing is company culture. The number two thing is the organization's reputation. Number three is stability of the company. And those aren't things that you can, say, negotiate with an employee on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
They're really different. And if you look at it by company size, this is one of those surveys. We segment by small, medium, and large company. And for your audience, I'm going to show you that there's some really distinct differences between small and large companies in this one. In large companies, the top thing for recruiting has been the reputation of the company, the culture, and the stability of the company. For small companies, it's actually a little bit different. The number one thing is company culture, and it's number one by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the reputation. Number three is flexibility. And that's sort of not even an issue for the large companies.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly even registers, but almost half of the small companies said flexibility was an incentive that has been most effective for them.
It's one of the reasons why more and more high-caliber individuals are looking to small businesses for an opportunity.
You'll see that when retaining as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other things for small companies that are high after flexibility, benefits, advancement opportunity, autonomy, and challenge. So they're things that small companies have a distinct advantage over large companies.
Well, you know, the first thing you mentioned, I believe, was reputation for small businesses. Was that the first one?
No, number two is company. Number one is company culture. Number
culture.
Two is organization's reputation. But it's 52%. So it's pretty high.
Now, if you're going to work for a small business, there's a pretty good chance that you already know about that business. You may have done business with them. You may know about them in the community. You may know someone else who works there. And there's a pretty good chance, I think, Chuck, that folks who, responded to you about these things, will have said, before they went on an interview, they already knew that the place they were going to go to work or the place that they wanted to go to work would need to be a pretty cool place.
That's exactly right. And for small businesses, that matters even more because recruiting new employees is more difficult for large for 70% of large companies. This is versus retaining. For small companies, it's 85%.
Oh yeah.
So, well, I mean, 85% recruiting more employees, new employees, is tougher than retaining. I mean, that's almost everybody.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And the thing about it is when you get when you've got an employee who's talking to a friend, and they can say, you know, I work for the boss. You know, I see him or her every day, and I like what they have to say. I like what they do. You can trust them. You get that kind of direct interaction. It makes a big difference. Stand by, Chuck. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come. We've got more research to come about what it's like to recruit and retain employees and some other issues about your small business. 20 Till. We'll be right back with Chuck Martin.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you. I can feel some new expression on my face. I can feel a sudden sensation taking place. I can hear the guitar play, but it's you. Every time that you...
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of Tough Management and a very exciting book, a business fable, actually, ladies and gentlemen, Coffee at Luna's. And both of these are available wherever books are sold. And Chuck, why don't you give us your website, too, please?
It is www, obviously, NFI, like Net Future Institute, NFIResearch.com.
Right.
And any of your listeners can sign up. It's free for membership. Say that I invited you, and they can get our research for free every other week.
Folks, I encourage you to do that. It's good stuff, and thank you for making that available for free, Chuck. We like free things around here.
Well, just for you.
I appreciate it. Chuck, the when I was a kid and I didn't do a job correctly, and my dad would get after me a little bit, and I'd say, well, I didn't have time. I'd make some excuse like that. And he'd say, well, if you didn't have time to do it right the first time, when are you going to have time to fix it?
Oh, boy, that's a great lesson.
Exactly. And so my question to small business owners, if you don't have, what's more expensive? And I think you proved this in your research. What's more expensive? Getting somebody in the door and getting them hired prematurely without taking the right amount of due diligence and doing a good job, or making sure that you take care of the good people you have so you don't lose them, which is more expensive?
It's dramatically more expensive to recruit new employees. And what the great irony is that executives know this. They know it instinctively, but they get somebody who's in there who they say, I just can't. I can't take the time right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know from our past research, the number one form of communication people want is personal discussion, and the last thing that people have time to do in work today is have a personal discussion.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, the people who are there are sort of neglected in many ways. They're told to do something, and the good thing for small companies is they have. Flexibility is a big issue, and that's a big incentive for retaining people, and they can provide it. Some of the large companies, they can't provide flexibility even if they wanted to.
There's
too much pressure.
There's one thing. There's one little four-word sentence, question, I should say, that I believe would go a long way toward making people feel that they were valued, toward making people feel that they were having that dialogue that you mentioned a minute ago, and it's quite simply this: what do you think? If you could slow down long enough just to ask your employees, what do you think about or that? Exactly. And then listen. It's amazing how much mileage that will get for you.
Right.
And of course,
companies, they do that by process. They'll say, what do you think? Someone says, well, I think that. Okay, thanks. But then they ignore it.
Well, the thing is, this is not about manipulation, folks. This is not about trying to pacify people. As you said, Chuck, you have to listen. And then take that information. Because, Chuck, the great irony, you talked about ironies a second ago. the greater irony is that more so than any big company, small businesses must have many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on, but we're the worst at hiring people. We're not as good as our big companies. Big companies, the irony is big companies can actually weather a bad hire. Small companies, but yet they do a good job of hiring. Small companies can't weather, may not be able to weather a bad hire, but we're not good at it. We're not good at bringing people on board. It's one of the big deficiencies in small business is professional acquisition of employees.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And the problem is once somebody is hired, nobody wants to unhire them.
Right. we're not good at firing either, usually.
Right. Well, that's the number one sort of negative thing that people don't like in business. The toughest career decision that people have faced, based on our research, is hiring and firing.
Mm-hmm.
Toughest career for an entire career. That's the toughest decision that people
right.
deal with. The other thing we surveyed was work-life balance, and this sort of plays to recruitment retention. We found that work-life balance is way out of sync in business today, and more than half of executives and managers say they're balanced. But when it comes to small versus large or extremely balanced, I should say extremely balanced, 14% say they're extremely balanced. That's like
nothing. All right, wait a minute. Time out. Which one? Big companies or small?
That's overall. But
overall.
Let me give you the
14% overall said they were balanced. So 86% felt that they were unbalanced.
I'm looking at extremely balanced versus extremely unbalanced.
Yeah.
Extremely balanced. 20 of large companies is 27%. Small companies 15%.
Wow.
So small companies, and this is rare. Usually, almost all the time, small companies are in better shape in issues that we look at. Almost all the time, like where do you like to work? Where's less stress? I mean, everything is small company. This is one of the few times where the small companies were worse than large companies.
How long has it been since you ran that particular analysis? When was it done previously? How many years? How many months?
This survey we did, I think, 2 years ago or 3 years
yeah.
ago. But this is the one we just did a couple weeks ago.
Right. No. I was curious about the time that it happened before. I wonder.
Well, it's gone. We did the last one 3 years ago, and
right.
today it has gone up in terms of unbalanced. So more people are unbalanced today
right.
than 3 years ago.
Well, one of the reasons I think is because of the pace of the change, not change itself, but the pace of change. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Chuck Martin. We've got some more of this work-life balance to talk about with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of Tough Management and Coffee at Linus. Stay with us. Stay tuned.
Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast. One more thing.
For you there. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And the blog that we have is a multimedia blog, and it includes all four of the interviews that I do in any given day and an article, plus a lot of other stuff that you can take advantage of. And it's updated every weekday. We'll send it to you, or you can come and get it, as you can come and get the archives and read articles and check out our Brain Trust members. All of that is free to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Chuck Martin is there. He's well represented in our Brain Trust. Chuck is the author of Tough Management and Coffee at Luna's and the new book. You want to tell us the title of the new book, Chuck?
you're sneaky. It hasn't even been announced yet, but it actually is finished.
Hey, Chuck, this isn't my first rodeo.
it's a book that deals with how people make decisions with the frontal lobes of their brain. The frontal lobes of the brain, the front part of the brain right behind your forehead, is responsible for what are called executive skills. That manages all the intelligence in your left and right
mm-hmm.
brain. And I did this book with a couple of psychologists who know this stuff pretty well. And it turns out there are 12 fixed executive skills that every person has, and there are things like flexibility, time management, working memory, organization, planning, prioritization. There are 12 of these, and from the time someone is like 21, 22 years old, these are not dramatically changeable, and everyone has two or three to their strongest, two or three to their weakest. And once you know what your strongest are, when you can put yourself into positions of playing to those strengths. And if you're weak in something, say your weakest one is time management, you can go to 5 time management courses. They'll still be your weakest executive skill. You can't really dramatically fix it.
Well, we're looking forward to finding out more about it. And folks, you'll be glad to know that Chuck is going to be launching that book on this show probably the first of the year, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, the book is done, but it takes a long time for publishers to produce a book.
Absolutely. So, folks, congratulations, though, because you know me and because we know Chuck, you're going to hear about it first on our show. And so, Chuck, we appreciate that very much.
That gives
my audience a little something to look forward to.
Well, I like your audience because small businesses can actually do something. They have the ability, because they're small, they can actually go to work and have something be different today.
Right.
In many large companies, someone can have an idea, but they can't go make it different today.
All they can do is have another committee meeting today.
Right. There was one company that was actually having, they created a process of meetings to determine how to stop having so many meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't make that stuff up.
I know it. It's amazing. No, that happens all the time, a meeting to plan another meeting. Small business owners, you know, I've actually laughed about, I've jokingly, Chuck, said that I feel like some of our brain trusts, I mean, some of our corporate partners do business with us. One of the reasons they do business with us is so they can watch us work. Because they ask us for things, and we say, "What do you want that this afternoon, or you want it this morning?" You know, and they can't believe that we can turn things around like that. So I think we're a bemusement to them sometimes.
Well, there's also, you also can provide better customer service because your people are closer to the customer. But by the way, I'm looking for anecdotes. I think I may do something on the worst customer service people have ever experienced. I just wrote a column about it, so I'm asking people to send me their absolute worst customer experience in life. It could be business, it could be personal, it doesn't really matter. And we're going to actually track down the companies that provided this worst company service.
I'm going to be able to provide you with some of those. Give us a website.
Just send me my email. Chuck@NFIResearch.com.
Chuck@NFIResearch.com.
Yeah, NFI like that.
That's going to be good. Hey, Chuck, let's wrap up this work-life balance thing. You were talking about it's really troubling to me that the balance has gone down for small businesses. What do you think that is?
I don't really know. We were very surprised by the result. I'm often surprised by the result because we don't know the answers before.
We've got about 30 seconds.
Survey. But the good news is, once a small business realizes this, they can deal with it literally today, and they really have to, because if someone is not balanced in terms of work life, they're not going to be productive at work, and they're likely over time to be one of those people that you end up having to recruit, which we know for small businesses is a bigger deal for 85% of the small businesses is recruiting is the tough part.
Give us the place where we can find this research again, Chuck. Give it to the website.
That's my website, www.nfiresearch.com, and it's free. I mean, we just share the information.
And they need to look for the May 15th research, I think it is.
All the surveys are, all of my columns are right there.
On work-life balance. Thank you, Chuck, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
A pleasure.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.